My mind's designed to be inclined to detach and write a rhyme to put you on the map. Now you know where you at. You in the place where the goddess be at. The cosmos realign, react. Time travel collapse. We speak a solid pen to mind the fact. Plus Cuban put you on to that. Let the song relax till you confront it with the more abstract. Preserve self like an artifact. Put your heart in that. Remember back when Umi said let your light shine. From a soul state of mind. Wanna search to find. My higher self had to learn to climb. Signs in the words of those old and wise. Said each relationship is like a magnifying glass inside. Told my beloved please close your eyes. I guarantee you see a portrait divine. I guarantee you see a portrait if you listen. You now attuned to the sun and the moon. The universal planetary kaboom. Keep it locked in your soul. Find yourself. Find yourself. Find yourself. You now attuned to the sun and the moon. The universal planetary kaboom. Keep it locked in your soul. Find yourself. Find yourself. Find yourself. They say beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I say beauty's in the lives of those that behold controller. Videos, episodes, covers of older. Plastic surgeons trying to meet that monthly quota. A culture designed to make us feel less than. So we spin to look like the poster. The latest guest on Oprah. A photoshopped image of posers. And even they trying to keep up with the Joneses. To see yourself out of focus. Know this. Your beauty defies measure in divine essence. Your presence, the most high's expression. Each thought manifests your outer. The world in a reflection, a blessing, the answer and the question. Stepping on your path, hold fast against outside perceptions. When thoughts look within four directions, close your eyes for a second, your mind for acceptance. You now attuned to the sun and the moon, the universal planetary kaboom. Keep it locked in your soul, find yourself, find yourself, find yourself. You now attuned to the sun and the moon, the universal planetary kaboom. Keep it locked in your soul, find yourself. Find yourself, find yourself, find yourself. Say what?
You are the dopest cat you've ever met. Hey, the coolest face that you've ever seen. The flyest voice that you've ever heard. Perfect divine being, nah. You are the dopest cat you've ever met. Hey, the coolest face that you've ever seen. The flyest voice that you've ever heard. Perfect divine being, nah.
Welcome to Beyond Talk with Faith Moore McKinney. This is episode 15, and we're talking about Generation Y and marketing to millennials. Our special guest today is exceptional branding consultant Noelle Helene. And of course, our host is media personality and consultant Faith Moore McKinney. The show opened up today with Find Yourself by Akua Naru. You can find the tune anywhere online, all your digital outlets, iTunes, and you can also go to akuanaru.com. Next, we will bring on the line our host, the one and only. Just give us a few seconds to bring on Ms. Faith Moore McKinney. Hi, Faith.
Hi, Jacqueline. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you so much for opening up for me. I am in the car with my lovely assistant, Lisa. She's driving me home from a meeting. I'm so excited. It's been a few weeks since we've been on Beyond Talk with Faith McKinney and Jacqueline Taylor Adams. You know, I really look forward to this. And we are going to have an amazing show tonight, Jacqueline.
Yes, yes, yes. And is this exciting? I think so many of us need this. We
absolutely
all need to understand millennials. They are so prevalent in society, but many of us, you know, it's a different culture, a different way they maneuver, think, and interact from, you know, because of technology and time. And for us to be effective in our efforts, if we do not understand who the millennial is and how they move in their culture, then we will be ineffective in really getting our brand across if millennials are part of our audience.
Absolutely.
So I think
millennials,
this is a,
Millennials are a totally different energy here in the world, you know, and they bring so much light, so much, so many ideas and creativity. So I'm really excited. Our guest tonight is Noelle Helene. And I'm going to read her summary. It's an exceptional branding consultant who has helped to launch and lead several successful local, regional, and national brands. She's adept at setting up effective brand strategies, working closely with marketing professionals, and networking with industry experts. Noelle, she specializes in cross-branding techniques and creative brand direction from a millennial approach, which is amazing.
Okay, so I'm going to open up the line and hello.
Yes. Noelle, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, I can hear you. Welcome to Beyond Talk with Faith McKinney. And we
Thanks
have Jeff Taylor Adams, our producer. Thank you so much. We are, you know, I think you may be our first true millennial on our show in, what, 51 episodes?
We're
so excited to speak with you and get your perspective, especially in regards to branding and what you're doing and some of the trends that you're seeing now. But first, we'd like to know a little bit about you. How did you get started in branding, and what was the impetus for that?
Well, I kind of went through a little process. I woke up one day and said I wanted to do something different. I had a journalism degree, and I was writing blogs and just writing articles. And then I went into managing entertainers, and in the process of doing that, I noticed that with doing the press, I was trying to be the PR, I was trying to be a manager, I was trying to do all these things, and I noticed that the particular thing that I noticed was that there's a lot of millennials out here, and they think different and they move differently, and the way you run marketing to them is just totally different. So because I'm a millennial myself, I was able to utilize that into marketing the people that I was working with in the field that I was already working with.
So tell me a little bit about the people that you were working with when you transitioned from being more of a manager to being more of a marketing and branding specialist. Tell me a little bit about the type of people that you were working with and what trends you noticed then.
Yeah, I was initially I was working with magazines, being behind the scenes and just writing, and that brought me on to managing music because they had me scouting for artists to feature in their magazines. So when I did that, I went on to pick up my own artists, and I was working with hip-hop artists and things of that nature, and I was writing their press releases and pushing them to different blogs and different radio stations and different DJs. Then I noticed that a lot of these entertainers didn't know how to build a marketable brand that was marketable to millennials. And I noticed that their audience was also millennials. So I kind of changed over to just specifically getting into the mindset of the millennial and just utilizing that and making that a brand of my own.
Did you have any specific training? I noticed you went to Indiana University in Pennsylvania. Were there any classes that you needed to take to do what you did, or was it more of on-the-job training?
No, I would say neither. Not on a job training. It wasn't no classes I had to take. I'm more of a visionary, and I kind of get a feel of what needs to be done and who it needs to be done for and to, and I just do it that way. I'm very creative and, you know, similar to, like, a Karen Civil and that nature. So that's kind of how I've gotten to it.
All right. So who inspired you? So when you know, I know when you're doing all this and you're working with so many people, there had to be a particular person or group of people or idea that really inspired the visionary in you to go about doing what you're doing. Who were you watching?
I'm really inspired by the success stories of Tyler Perry and Mark Zuckerberg and even Oprah. Just the people that started from the bottom, just had a vision, they followed it, and they became successful in that nature from the bottom up, from the ground up, from the muscle. I'm very particular with especially like, yeah, with the Facebook story, because Mark Zuckerberg is a millennial. Kevin Hart, he's from my city, Philadelphia, and he had a vision and a dream, and he kind of chased that. And he's also a millennial. So he, you know, these people that, you know, took their vision and they ran with it, they inspire me, the millennials themselves.
Wow. So are you still in Pennsylvania now? Is that where you're living?
Yeah, I'm back and forth from Philadelphia and Atlanta right now.
Okay, so what is a day in the life of in your life like now? So how does it start?
Okay, so first and foremost, I'm a mother of three boys. So I do that. I wake up every day with my 2-year-old probably banging me in the head. But other than that, I have a lot of people, mostly entertainers right now, calling my phone, asking me for advice on their own brand. If you think about the music industry now, the music industry particularly has changed. And it has changed a lot because the album sells and the way they do their things. And they just don't know, like, how to Generation Y. So a lot of these so these record labels are losing money, and a lot of these new artists, they're going out there, and their dream is to get signed to a record label, not knowing that the record labels, they don't know how. They forgot. They don't know how. They're not adaptive. But these are millennials. You have it in you. So I'm a lot of inspiring these artists to just do it your own way, be independent, and just answering their questions. So they'll call me, they'll ask me a whole bunch of questions about how they could independently brand themselves. And I tell them that you're no different from a Coca-Cola company. If you look at Nicki Minaj, who's also a millennial, she took her talent and she created a brand. So teaching these entertainers how to be brands that's marketable to not only their generation, but to be a millennial brand themselves. I also consult with bigger companies like Coca-Cola to kind of rebrand themselves to get into the minds of millennials. So I do different type of consultations. I do phone consultations. I do face-to-face consultations. I can consult with a team of people. There's no really set way that I do things. I am a millennial myself, so, like, you know, we're very creative and all over the place. So there's no particular set way that I do things. If you call my phone and you need me and I have the vision for you and I have the way, then I'll give it to you.
So I'm curious to know, you know, as a millennial and you're talking to people who are, you know, probably twice your age, and they're talking about branding and brand strategies for different artists, in particular artists, what makes your approach different from the traditional branding strategy?
That's a good question. Actually, that kind of sets me outside of the box, being a millennial myself, because the millennials right now are the largest generation, even bigger than the baby boomers. That makes us the majority just by numbers alone, let alone having the highest buying power. So any corporation or any industry you're in, if you're not marketing to millennials, then you're losing money because we have the highest buying power right now, and that's worldwide. So when I'm talking to any industry, but particularly in music, they've lost a lot of money because they have lost the way of technology. It changed over from Generation X playing outside, you know, with the double dutches and things like that, and and even with Generation X, you know, it was a sense of celebrity was like out of your reach. If you were a celebrity, you were out of the reach. Now we're transitioning over to technology and reality TV and being more hands on with our fans and our clients. So with the entertainers, I teach them how to make their fans, you know, a consumer, and I teach the corporations how to make their consumers fans. So it's a more personable approach.
Yeah, that's it's totally different from what we're used to hearing about millennials, you know, talking about a more personal, customized approach. As a non-millennial, we think about millennials being kind of hands-off. But you're saying that, you know, millennials really want to know how to brand, how to make themselves stand out. What were some of the things that the most surprising things you learned about millennials? I know you're a millennial yourself. But as far as the branding, what are some of the things that are most surprising to you in regards to, you know, maybe doing business with millennials?
With millennials particularly, what surprises me is that the millennials are very creative, but they still follow the rules. Like when it comes to they have the vision, they have the creativity, and we have what it takes, but a lot of them don't know how to get there, so they're following the rules. And what they don't know is there's no rules in the millennial generation. Generation Y has no rules. You just get there. That's why I say a lot of these success stories inspire me, because they had a vision. They didn't know how they were going to get to the finish line, but they did. And millennial entrepreneurs, they have the mindset of the millennial, but they're still following the path of Generation X, the baby boomers, and the traditional entrepreneurs. And that's just not right. That's not the right way in this generation at all.
So, okay, you're let's say you have a young artist who wants to brand themselves, and, you know, they have a couple of successes along the way. What would be your approach to helping them get to, say, a near Nicki Minaj status? What are some of the tips that you recommend that they do?
The number one thing that I specialize in is cross branding. So in order to build your fan base, you have to dip into a different market that's not your own. So if you're an entertainer and you're looking to make a lot of fans or consumers or clients or whatever you may call it, then, but you're marketing to the same people every time, then why don't you try, you know, especially when you're marketing to people they're going to buy some type of hip hop music anyway. You're going to a showcase, they're showing up, but these people are showing up because they're interested in hip hop music. But if you go to like, maybe a football game or just a health seminar, things of that nature, where they're not worried about hip hop, but you come there, you inspire them and bring them into your fan base. Now you're expanding your fan base. So that's number one, is cross-branding. And then the second thing is being personable with your fans or your consumers. So even if it's just commenting back on social media is the hugest thing in the, like being a millennial, social media is like the hugest platform. You have access to millions of people all over the world in like an instant second. So if someone comments your page, and you see a lot of corporations like Groupon doing it too, like if they're getting comments or reviews directly on Facebook or Instagram, then they're commenting back. They're making it personable. They're making it funny, and that's building their brand. So the same thing with entertainers. It's something as simple as commenting back to your fans. If they say, hi, I love you, just say I love you too, you know, and connecting with your fans. So that's the two biggest things I say, you know, would be my answer to that.
Yeah, that communication, that human touch, even though it is on social media, people do want to know that you're responsive to them, that they matter. I think that is really something that you know, millennials still do have in common with the Gen Xers and the even the baby boomers, you know, that human touch, that sense of belonging even. And so when you're mentioning about cross-branding and marketing across different either genres or industries, I believe, you know, that's a great tip. Getting yourself out in front of a totally different audience, that's cool. So I believe we are going to take a break in just a second, but first of all, I want you to let everyone on Blog Talk, on Beyond Talk with Faith McKinney, to know how to get in touch with you, and then we're going to ask some more questions.
Okay, that's fine. Yes, I want to say that I'm a co-founder of the Millennial Branding Network, also known as the MBN, and that will be launching sometime this year in 2017. So look out for that. That website will be up as well as my blog website, which will be noellehellene.com, NoelleHellene at yahoo.com. I'm the owner of Exquisite Vision, Creative Branding and Event Marketing, and you can reach me by email at noellehellene@yahoo.com, NoelleHellene@yahoo.com.
All right. We are going to take a break in just a second. Ms. Jacqueline Taylor Adams is going to take us out for a break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk more about your venture, about your new website, and what we can look forward to seeing.
Okay, absolutely.
All right. This is Beyond Talk.
Got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you were wondering, I'm about to tell you nothing. It's the same pretty face but a brand new smile, same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making big moves. See if love found me, it can surely find you.
Come on.
welcome back to Beyond Talk with Faith McKinney. And I have our guest tonight, Ms. Noelle Helene. She is a millennial. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Beyond Talk. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Yes, we have Noelle Helene. And I want to know, you were talking before our break that you have a new website coming up, and you have a business as well. And what's the name of your business?
The name of the business is Exquisite Visions.
Can you tell us about Exquisite Visions and who are the people you serve?
Exquisite Visions is just the brand, the name of the company that I serve for. So when I do the consulting, I'm consulting under Exquisite Visions.
Okay. All right. So that's the name of the business that you've already been working, and then you have a new website that will go along with it, or is that totally separate?
So Exquisite Visions is the name of the business. Noelle Helene, it will be a new blog site that I'm starting. And then I also have the MBN, which is the Millennial Brand Network, and it's a collaborative effort between myself, Ms. Christina DeVerne, is award-winning PR in New York City, and Brittany Berry from Atlanta. And the MBN is the Millennial Branding Network, and we're pretty much just a network of millennial entrepreneurs and visionaries to get together and network.
That's amazing. So what is what do you see coming up for the future? I know you have your two main things that you tell people to do for branding, cross-marketing and, going outside of your industry. But what are the trends that you see coming up for people who or businesses or corporations, for that matter, who want to work with millennials? What is it that the millennials are really looking for in a brand or an entity that they can really hold on to? What is it that they really are gravitating towards?
Well, I would say social media. So if any corporation or entertainer or any brand have a presence on social media, you could really use that leverage in the platform to go as far as you like. It's infinity and beyond with social media. Utilize all social media platforms, not just one. Don't just be present on Facebook. Don't just be present on Twitter. Utilize all your platforms. There's millions and millions of people all over the world on there. You can connect instantly. So I would say that as a millennial and people trying to connect with millennials.
So when you're putting together a team of people and say someone is, they're a young entrepreneur, business person, or maybe a singer, actor, someone who's building their brand, they also may need a team of people to help them. Who are the people that you might, suggest? Like maybe you might suggest a social media person or a scheduler or an assistant. What type of people do these people need in order to build their brand and maintain it?
I would say you absolutely don't need anybody to be a brand. Don't look to anybody because you don't need a budget. You don't need money to start. You don't need to be rich in order to be a brand, an entrepreneur, or anything. If you have fingers and you can tweet and you can text and you have the vision, then just go for it. You're going to be on social media anyway for yourself and connecting with your family and friends, and you can do the same thing for you and your brand. And I say
right.
That. You don't need anybody.
That's right. That's amazing. And I'm so glad you said that because, there are so many things that can be a distraction. And when you're just starting out, you don't have a lot of money, but you are always on social media. So, millennials are exceptional at that. They know how to communicate. That is the way to communicate nowadays. But, things are much different. And, just getting the word out there. So I have a question about, your business, your consulting. How did you get connected with the brands such as Coca-Cola? How did how did they find you to consult with?
I do a lot of networking. So networking is the biggest thing. Network is your net worth. When I started, I did a lot of volunteer working because I wanted people to see my talent. I connected with people that was much smarter than me, in the words of Russell Simmons. And I let them understand my mind and my mindset and what I had to offer. I'm not going to lie, in the beginning, I felt like I was too young to be a business person. I started at 21, and I was networking with these millionaires and billionaires, and I kept thinking, I'm too young to be an entrepreneur. I'm too young to own a business. But eventually,
you got with Russell Simmons?
No, in the words of Russell Simmons, he says that, you know, one of the things is to network with people that's smarter than you. That's one of his words of advice.
That's true. So where were you going to meet these people?
Networking events. You can go on Eventbrite. Eventually, when you meet with the right people, they'll invite you back. If you make your presence known and you really have a great mindset and a great vision and you connect with the right people, build relationships. And when I say relationships, don't just get people's numbers and business cards. Actually connect with these people. Hi, how are you? And eventually you'll get an invite back. The first event might not be, you know, it might not be a whole lot of prestigious people in there or the people that you really, really want to meet with. But if you keep networking, you'll get to the right people. The right people will connect with you and invite you back, and you'll get where you need to be.
So when you're networking, how do you stay connected with the people that you meet at these networking events? What are some of the ways? Do you send cards? Do you make calls? You know, what's been your success for networking and staying in contact with people?
Well, I don't think that business cards will go out of style anytime soon. So always have your business card, because no matter who you're meeting with, any business person is going to want to see your business card. And a lot of times you're not going to have time to talk or say your elevator speech or do anything like that, and a quick business card is the way to go. And then secondly, maintain relationships with these people. Hi, how are you? How have you been? Haven't spoken to you in a while. Hope all is well. Things in that nature. And genuine relationships, not just, oh, I want to get something out of this. Build genuine relationships because you're building your circle, your network. And your network is your network. So make sure you maintain relationships with these people. Try to see what you can learn from these people, what they can teach you. Even if you're not asking them to teach you anything, just role model these people. If that's the people that you want to be, role model these people so that you can be just like them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, okay, so you're maintaining your relationships with your people. So I know that as a networker, I love to give before I even ask anything. What are some of the things that you give the people before you even, you know, while you're building your relationships? Because, you know, a lot of times millennials say they don't know how to network. They don't know how to build relationships. What are some, like, really elementary or basic tips to have people start out networking as far as maintaining a relationship after they started one at a networking event, let's say?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I will say, some of the clients I work with, especially the entertainers, they expect that because they have the talent that these people are supposed to chase after them and be interested and intrigued by them and come after them. And then if it's not that, they want to ask them for something. They want to immediately reach their hand out and say, hey, can you help me? Hey, can you do this for me? Just when you meet somebody and you're genuinely interested in what they have to say, you know, always, always, when you talk to them, talk about them. Hey, how are you? Remember something that they told you? I remember this. How is this going now? How is your business going now? Follow up about things that you talked about all the time. Never ask for anything. Never ask for anything. If they're going to offer you something, then they'll offer you something. Never ask. Build genuine relationships and don't have any expectations.
That's really key. That's so true. Another thing is when you're networking, you're building relationships. I noticed you said don't never ask for anything. There are certain things that maybe you want to help other people with. For instance, millennials, they do need connections. They do need to be introduced to other people, but sometimes they don't know necessarily how to act. They don't know that you're not supposed to ask for things. I know recently I gave a connection to a young lady that I knew was very talented. I mean, she's a super, super talented actress and singer. And so I gave her a connection to a television show, no audition or anything. But when she got on set, oh my goodness, she started talking to the celebrities as if she knew them. And
yes.
she was trying to hook up her brother even. She said, oh, if you think I can sing, you should hear my brother. And she wasn't even in yet. You know what I mean? And so that made me look bad to my connection, who looked bad to their connection.
Yes.
And that really makes you a little leery about referring anyone, even though they are super talented. Do you have any, media training or personal training for people before you refer them? Are there any warnings that you give them?
Oh, yeah. We actually have a company, First Only Productions, and our partner company is a media company, a production company, and we work with artists and talent development specifically for entertainers and training them into what to do, how to network, how to present yourself, what not to do, when you refer to someone or when you're networking or when you're building this brand, meeting the people that you need to meet. And that's another part of my consulting is definitely media training and things in that nature. So, yes, and I definitely have some stories of my own about that. So I definitely
do
understand. Yeah.
Can you tell one?
Yeah, sure. There's a guy that, like I said, these entertainers or whatever, that feels as though the people are supposed to come to you. So we went to New York, and he was actually invited to New York from a major record label manager. And when he got to New York, he actually didn't go to the party, because he was waiting by his phone and just saying, why is this guy not calling me? He's supposed to be hitting me up, and I got vocals. He's supposed to be signing me and stuff like that. So I'm like, you have to just go and show up. No, I got too much pride to do that. So he actually brushed the guy off about the invitation because he was too good. His talent was too good, and he thought his pride just kind of got in the way, and that made me look bad as the manager, like, oh, no, okay.
Oh, wow.
I can't. You have your pride, with male or female, especially with male, but male or female, your pride cannot get in the way of you building your brand. So if
right.
I refer you somewhere and you telling the guy you're supposed to come to me, or you're invited somewhere from a guy that I introduced you to, and you do not show up because you are too good, you're too talented, and you feel like he's supposed to come to you, that definitely makes me look bad. People with too much
talent
pride.
Is your talent development aspect a prerequisite to you referring your talent to other people? Do you require them to take those?
Absolutely. A lot of people come directly to me, and they tell me, hey, listen to my music. I say, no, my media company is going to listen to your music before you come to me. Because when you come to me, then we're actually going out, we're actually networking, we're actually doing the things to build your brand. But if you're coming to me with too much pride, and you're arrogant, and you're too talented, there's a lot of talent, but there's not a lot of ambition, and there's not a lot of humility out there. So if you have too much of that, before you get to me, you're going straight to my media company. You're going to get some artist development. You're going to be on walking down New York City 100 blocks, and get some humility to learn what you have to go through before you can even start networking and building a brand in this industry.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because it really – It doesn't matter how talented you are, how skilled you are, if you're hard to work with, if you make it difficult, if you're a bad diva, that's what I call them, if you're a bad diva, no one will want to work with you, no matter how talented you are.
Right.
That's just it. And, you know, the entertainment world is small, and people talk. So they remember who you are. I mean, I'm surprised. And I'm in Indianapolis, and I know that people, celebrities, big A-listers in California know who the people in Indianapolis are who not to work with. So
right.
People do talk. Yeah, they have
that's
to keep their straight. Mm-hmm. So as far as your business acumen, how is it, because I understand that, you know, business is not necessarily easy, but people are finding you, people are coming to you. How do you keep it all straight? Do you have a team of people to help you, or, you know, was it something that you built from the ground up, or did you join a team that was pre-existing?
Currently, I have a team of other very powerful entrepreneurial females. So the MBN, the Millennial Brand Network that we're starting between me and Christina DeVerne in New York City, she's a PR, and Brittany Berry, she's just an entertainment mogul in Atlanta. And I'm here in Philadelphia, and just our minds combined and then networking with other very powerful female entrepreneurs has been my way of expanding. But in the beginning, I did it all from the muscle and built it from the ground up before I met the CEO of the partner company, the media company, which is Terrell Johnson of First Family Productions. We were doing it together and just kind of doing it, just two people in our little team that we built until I met these two girls, and they're wonderful, and they helped me. And together from, you know, we're just taking over the East Coast from New York to Atlanta, and we're just able to use our mindset and spread apart and get our word and messages across.
Wow, that's amazing. I want to remind people that you are listening to Beyond Talk with Faith McKinney and our guest, Noelle Helene, Millennial Brand Specialist. And Noelle, you are just amazing. I'm so excited to know that, you know, branding and your work ethic are not being wasted on you. You are just a powerhouse. So who are you looking towards for your, you know, who are your mentors? I know you mentioned Russell Simmons. You quoted Russell Simmons. Who are the people that you're watching that, you know, other millennial branding strategists might follow?
I'm going to mention Russell Simmons again because that's huge for me. I want to be like the next female Russell Simmons. Russell Simmons is a groundbreaking mogul. Like Russell Simmons, he created an industry that did not exist. So who I'm really looking up to is Russell Simmons. And if you didn't notice, Russell Simmons, he knows when to stop what's not working and then change it and continue. Russell Simmons would not be Russell Simmons if he didn't have the adaptability that he has. He has right now the All Deaf Digital, which is social media-based network of these millennial moguls, entertainers, and they're making more than actors on TV with just one or two, you know, memes and videos on social media. So Russell Simmons definitely has the mindset of a millennial. He's not a millennial, but he definitely is a visionary of myself, and I want to be the next female Russell Simmons.
I believe you will be. I do.
Oh, thank you.
I do. So tell our audience again, you know, how to connect with you. And we're going to ask, I'm going to talk a little bit more about what's next. We have a few more minutes. But I want to make sure that people are able to connect with you and you know, maybe hire you as a consultant, because it seems like you have your finger on the pulse of the entertainment industry, and specifically in as relates to branding. So tell us how we can connect with you.
Again, if you want to connect to me directly, my email address is Noelle Helene, N-O-E-L-L-E, helene at yahoo.com. That'll be the fastest way to connect with me right now. And coming up is my website, noellehelene.com, and that will be blogs specifically about marketing to the millennials and the millennial generation.
All right. So, okay, you're going to be the next female Russell Simmons, which I claim that for you. I believe that's what you're going to do. Who's going to be on your team? Who are the people that you want? I know you have your the team of people that you're working with now, but is there anybody that you're keeping your eye on, like, oh, well, they're going to be really sharp. You know, if they keep on the right path, they're going to be sharp. They're going to be the people that we need to watch out for. Maybe not necessarily in the branding arena. It could be something supporting the entertainment industry. Who are the people to watch?
I want to say this, and you're going to be one of the first people I've told this to. We're going to watch out for the what we're going to call the nobodies on social media, the people that their memes get stolen and get making money off. They make big money off of these memes. Just the people that's putting these hilarious videos, 5-10 second videos on social media and just entertaining us all day, every day, but they go home and they have nothing and they're nobody at the end of the day. Let's watch out for them. And you'll see why. Just keep watching me and you'll see why. These people go home, they make videos for us, we laugh, and then they go home broke and they go to sleep. These are the people that's going to be like, hey, they are somebody. They are somebody. They need to be somebody.
All right. Sounds like you have a plan for them.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that's amazing. You know, I think the crux of branding is to highlight people and their gifts and their talents and to, you know, bring them out to the world and to let people know and to let people know and recognize them in an instant. So what you're going to do for these people is going to be life-changing. And also, just as you do for the entertainment as far as talent development, are you also going to help develop these people, the nobodies, as you call them, to, you know, with their media training? Because it can be more than just, you know, a spotlight, you know, more than 15 minutes of fame. It can be life-changing if they're prepared. Are you going to, you know, give them the training to understand what happens when you are instantly famous?
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, I want to be the next, I'm going to be the next female Russell Simmons. So with that being said, when Russell Simmons came out and there was no industry for hip-hop and he created something that was not there, that right there, when it comes to social media and it's these people that exist, but they don't exist to us, they don't exist to the entertainment industry, and, you know, making a place for them and making a industry that does not exist, absolutely, they will have media training, absolutely.
So that's amazing. So do you reach out to these people who are doing the memes, or do they reach out to you? And is it, I mean, I know this is like, I don't want to give away your secrets or anything, but, you know, I just curious, you know, do people reach out to you, or do you reach out to them, you know, about the memes? Because I remember, and in fact, tonight I was at a meeting, and a lady quoted the So what is it, Cookie Brown, the lady who said, good Lord Jesus is afar.
Yeah.
She quoted her tonight.
Yeah,
what was that,
like
3-4 years ago? Yes. So,
things
I mean,
like that.
How many times did that go on TV all over the country over and over and over again? And, you know, yes, she probably did not make a penny from that, but she generated probably millions of dollars worth of income from the people who were prepared to monetize, you know, in T-shirts or, you know, even in advertisements,
right,
for the meme.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the people that think outside of the box, the people, these social media people that's making these memes, and even with the girl, my best friend, she's in the, my best friend, like, she was, furious when she found out that, you know, someone else stole that and was monetizing off of her, you know, her line. You know, mm-hmm. So, you know, people, but they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. They don't know the industry. They just did something funny and it went viral, something that's new to, you know, millennials, the generation Y is what I call viralism. Things go viral. Things are instant now. Everything is instantaneous. So, you know, when she did that, she didn't have most people have no intention on being famous, but they do get famous. And they could definitely capitalize off of that. And that's huge in branding, huge in millennials, huge in Generation Y, something that they didn't have before that we have now that we have to get used to. The thing is that you have to have somebody with the mindset to catch on, to be fast, to be, you know, to be swift and know what to do when things like that happen. And that's what Noelle Helene is for, you know, to come specifically directly when it happens. You get famous, the things go viral, come directly to me, you know, and I'll in the instant, the media training, the, you know, everything that you need to, even when it comes down to copywriting and trademarking instantaneously, you know, to protect yourself from the industry. And a lot of times these people, you know, they'll go on and make more videos because they strive to, you know, get signed or by an agent or by a record label to be on TV. But my goal is to eliminate the record label, to eliminate the TV. Be your own boss, be your own fame, because you're a millennial, you have the mindset, the creativity, and the platform to do so.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you know, how do people go ahead and lock that in, you know, getting the copyrights or getting licensing agreements even, you know, the Cookie Brown could have gotten a lot of licensing agreements had she been prepared. So the key is, you know, when you see someone who has a video that has gone viral, maybe somebody is listening today and will say, hey, you know, you should call Noelle Helene and get your intellectual property licensed and copywritten and locked down so that you will benefit financially, you know, because there is money to be made. And if you're not prepared, you will miss it. So that's an amazing product and service that you're going to provide for millions of people online.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the thing is, people don't know when they're going to go viral. With this particular thing, people don't know that they're going to go viral. They have no clue. You know, that's unpredictable. So if that does happen and you call me, or we usually, you know, we'll contact between me and First Family Productions, we'll contact that person. If it's going viral enough to where we know about it, then we'll contact that person. And the intellectual property, there's tons of ways to protect your intellectual property. You see, we are millennials and everything, a lot of things, most things, are just a click away online that you can do. You don't have to sit down with huge lawyers and pay millions of thousands of dollars, you know, to copyright your trademark. It's little things you can do instantaneously to protect yourself in that situation. So, yes, definitely. There will be a time that if someone has a viral video out there to email me. If I don't know about it already, if I haven't emailed you, then definitely you're open to email me, and I will, you know, be on top of that.
All right.
And
if you see a Faith McKinney video out there, you call me, okay?
Oh, of course.
Call me.
If you have one out there,
you.
You call me.
Okay.
If you have
I'll
something out
you,
there,
but
you call
you
me.
See me first.
Oh,
yes.
Definitely.
No,
we see them first.
Yeah, what were you saying before I interrupted? I apologize.
Yeah, I was just talking about the I actually don't remember. I don't remember it. I'm just
okay.
Too excited about this.
That's
something
that
we actually have not between me and First Family. It's a partnership between me and First Family, and it's something that we haven't, you know, actually started yet because we've been working specifically with the consultation part. But, mm-hmm. you know, like I said, I'm getting into that, and that's the biggest thing that I want to do with Exquisite Visions and First Family Productions. And I'm really excited about this, and just something that's never been done before.
Yeah. And like you said, I think that people, because people have missed out on so many enormous financial opportunities, I think that this is truly an industry, an entirely new industry that people will look to protect their intellectual property, protect their videos, and concepts. I apologize, I had to sneeze there. Protecting their property. You know, they may not even realize that they have creative property. And, you know, there are people who intentionally create videos for them to try to go viral. You know, those people probably have you on speed dial. But the others who create something that's really funny and just happen, you know, they may never know and they may miss out on a great opportunity. It's sort of like the Oprah effect. You know, when people used to go on the Oprah show and they had a product, if they weren't prepared to accept all the orders that they were going to get from that recommendation that Oprah was going to give them, then a lot of times they just went bankrupt because they could not afford to keep up with the production. They could not make enough products to sell. But if they are prepared, then they could make money, you know, hand over fist. And you know, it's just like, you know, God reaching down and blessing you if you're prepared. So what you're offering, the service you're offering, is a way for people to be prepared for an Oprah effect occurrence and in a viral video, which is, you know, more likely than not. Yeah, I mean, there's so many other things, you know, like, for instance, probably when they have fashion vlogs or, you know, makeup videos, and millions of people watch them. I'm sure, you know, there's some intellectual property that can be protected in those cases as well.
Yep, absolutely. And I watch YouTube all day, every day, and I get frustrated because, you know, branding is always on my mind. I get frustrated. Like, why aren't these people doing the things in my head? You know, I'm a visionary, and I see so much more to the social media industry that's not there, and it's something that I want to just kind of just add, you know, just a little touch to the industry that wasn't there before that's going to just build so many people's lives and revenue, and just they need to stop working. They're working towards getting signed and being famous, and they have what it takes right there in front of them.
So you're saying take it into your own hands. Well, in our last minute, I want to thank you so much, Noelle Helene. You have just truly inspired me, given me hope for the future, my future Russell Simmons female. You are going to do it. I believe it. I truly believe it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And I'll come back anytime.
I will be in touch with you. And I want to thank our audience. Thank you so much for joining us for Beyond Talk with Faith McKinney. Thank you, Jacqueline Taylor Adams, for producing tonight and opening for us. And thank you, audience, for joining us. We will be back in 2 weeks, and we will have another guest. We will have great shows, great information. Thank you to our guests. Have a great evening.
Good night.